Hey, welcome to the Night Church Podcast, where we meet every Friday evening for worship at the Loma Linda University Church for young adults by young adults. We hope this encourages you and someone else you know. Enjoy.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Sabbath. My godparents are Samoan, and so there's another tongue. It's Manuile Sabati, right? Is there another way to say Happy Sabbath out there, somebody? I heard in Spanish, Feliz Sabado. Is there another way? I heard something, but I have it in your ears, so you're going to have to shout it out over the music. Shabbat Shalom. Amen, amen, amen. Bon Sabbat. Can we all just say Happy Sabbath on the count of three? One, two, and three. Happy Sabbath. It is truly a day where we can come and we can rest in God. Can we just rise to our feet all over the room? This is a worship night. And so one of the things that we want to say is that this is not a performance. We want to set the atmosphere now for the understanding of how God is going to move, how God is going to be in this space. And I really just want us all to just pause our hearts. I know that some of us may have had a week. I know that some of us may have maybe not gotten some good news. If there's anybody out there like me, like Sam, who has had a week, can you just raise your hand so I know I'm not by myself? Like something happened this week and, okay, I see y'all. Now, I don't want to limit that. I want to also come alongside of the person that had a great week and the person that has a praise report. Is there somebody in the room that had something great happen? Could you just raise your hand? I want to acknowledge you. There you go. We can acknowledge God being good. We just want to still our hearts. We just want to calm our hearts. So I want to encourage everybody. Just go ahead and give me this stretch. Yeah. Reason we're doing this, we're going to get limber. I'm going to invite you to move out of your space of comfort, and I'm going to invite you to press forward into the presence of our God. And we're just going to sit here for a second. Is that okay? We're going to sit here in this, and we're just going to lift up a praise to our Father. Now, when I pray, that doesn't mean that you guys just have to stand there listening. You can also utter words to our Father. So what we're going to start doing is we're just going to say kind things about our God. So let me give you an example. Lord, you are good. Lord, you've been consistent. Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are awesome. So this is not just going to be me opening up my mouth. Amen? We're all in the room just going to acknowledge God for who he is, whether it be he's a faithful God, he's a forever God, he's a God that sees me for who I am and still loves me. But on the count of three, out of your own mouth, you're just going to utter what God is. So God, you're faithful. God, you're loving. Whatever it is, I'm going to encourage you to close your eyes. That way you don't get distracted. This is worship. I know some of you are like, well, we don't usually do this, but we're going to do it. So on the count of three, one, two, three. God, you're awesome. God, you're amazing. Lord, we say have your way in this space. God, we say you can move. God, we say you can breathe again, Jesus. Breathe again on our hearts. Breathe again on our minds. Breathe again in our souls, Father. God, give us that breath of life, that energy, Father, that was given. Give us dunamis power, Father, that the Bible talks about. Father, would you just be in this space? Our hands in the room. The song says this, Jesus, Jesus. Come on and lift that up and just cry it out.
Jesus,
we welcome you here.
Jesus,
come in the room. Let your worship rise. Come on, let your worship rise in this place. Father, we say you can have your way. We say that this is your time, God. Can we cut the music? Can we sing, Father? Sing Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, we stand in your presence. Father, we say that you can have your way. And so, God, as we welcome in your presence, God, as we stand in expectation for you to move in a mighty way, God, we don't come begging, but we come requesting that your promises are still yes and amen. God, we don't come with hearts that say, Lord, can I? No, we say, God, this is who you are, and this is what you can do. And so, Father, we need you to move in this space. We need you to shift in this space. God, someone came in with a heavy heart. God, someone came in with anxiety. Someone came in with suicide ideation. But Father, you came in all the more. So God, we stand in your presence and just say thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we're going forth, we know that there is going to be so much going on tonight. There's going to be a level of spontaneity. There's going to be a level of going forth and just doing whatever God wants done in this space. So I know that traditionally, right, Kayla, we like kind of follow like logistics in the church, amen? But today we're gonna break that mold. Someone say break the mold. Someone say break the mold. So that's what we're gonna do. So I don't know, is there any Maverick City fans in the room? Y'all not really fans. Is there any Maverick City fans in the room? Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So if you guys know, this song kind of just talks about this idea of kingdom. Someone just say kingdom. And this is what this is all about. You know, I'm clearly an African-American man. I have long hair. And I don't look like every single person in this room. You want to know something, Joe? I'm glad I don't look like everybody. Because there's something that God has designed for me and for you. And with that, man, Chipotle is good, right? But it follow me. You have white rice, maybe black beans, frijoles negros, amen, amen, amen. But notice that these things are all just simple ingredients, but you need everything for that burrito to be exactly what Chipotle intended it to be. So we need each and every one of us, my Asian brothers and sisters, my Hispanic brothers and sisters, my black brothers and sisters, my Indian brothers and sisters, Pakistanian brothers and sisters. I need every single person in the room to just lift this up. If you're a part of kingdom, can I just see you raise your hand if you're a part of kingdom? If you're a part of kingdom, yeah. Says this, my heart is always longed for something more. I searched the stars and knocked on heaven's doors. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Come on and sing it out. Every wound we carry will be healed. My eyes on the sun. Lord, your will be done. Come on and lift it up. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. He finished my story. We're singing freedom. It's our testimony. We'll be singing forever.
We'll be singing forever and ever.
If y'all know, but God is a really good God, and because he's a really good God, he deserves a really good praise. So now listen, if that was, let's say that was like your good praise, let's push forth in this part and give God our best praise. Is that all right in the room? Is that all right in the room?
Said if you ever want, if you ever question what heaven sounds like, just let it fill the room.
Sing it out.
Sing if you ever wonder.
If you ever wonder what heaven looks like.
It's looking like me.
Looking like me and you.
Yeah. Sing if you ever wonder.
If you ever wonder.
I don't know if y'all know this or not, but God is coming.
He's coming, he's coming.
Come on, if you believe that, would you just lift up your voice?
He's coming, he's coming. For me and for you, he's coming.
He's coming, he's coming.
Can we do that again? Come on, lift it up, he's coming. Sometimes I wonder, y'all. Sometimes I wonder what heaven is gonna look like.
Sing if you ever wonder.
If you ever wonder.
Listen, I wonder. I wonder what heaven is gonna look like, but right now I'm looking at what it potentially is gonna be.
Sing if you ever wonder.
If you ever wonder.
Sing what heaven looks like.
What heaven looks like.
Is looking like. If you ever question what heaven sounds like, so just let it fill the room.
Just let it fill the room.
Here we go, sing. Rock here, yeah, rock here, yeah. Oh, sing if you ever wonder. Yeah. The song says this. Sing if you wanna know what heaven looks like, looking like me. If you wanna know what heaven sounds like, just let it fill the room. If you wanna know what heaven looks like, looking like me, you. If you wanna know what heaven sounds like, just let it fill the room. If you wanna know what heaven looks like, looking like me, you. If you wanna know what heaven sounds like, just let it fill the room. If you wanna know what
listen, y'all, if you guys are enjoying yourself so far in God, would you just say amen? If you're ready for more impactful worship, would you just say hallelujah? This is the moment in which we have a time for spontaneity. And so one of the things that I want to do is invite up the next worship leaders. And then there's going to be a moment. Now, I want to direct you to two specific people. So we have my beautiful sisters that are going to be writing down names of those, because I know there's some worship leaders out there. Amen. Amen. I believe there's some out there. And if you are that worship leader and you feel a spontaneous move to kind of like come into a space and sing a song, would you just kind of come up to one of them? Just go ahead and wave one more time, ladies. So sometime throughout the service, just come up. Now, there's not many spots. We also want to let you know that as time permits, you will be called up. Amen? Okay, awesome.
I'm so glad that you've been listening to the first part of the sermon. This sort of production does require some financial cost. If you'd like to reach more young adults with this across the world, would you consider giving at praxisministry.org? You can select the Praxis Young Adult envelope. Enjoy the rest of the sermon.
And so we praise God for you. So at this time, I want to invite up two of my other sisters for an original song that they have written. Can you guys give it up for them? Praise God, praise God. Can you guys give it up for them?
Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath, guys. Little confession. I've been here for 3 years, and this is my first official Praxis. But I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. I've been told so much great things that's been happening, and I hope to keep on coming. So this song was written, ironically, he said that they, Pastor Sam, wherever he went, he started this, and it's just been great to be able to build something together, and it's always fun to sing songs that we know, right, really, like, popular songs, right, but it's cool to also write songs for the house of God and the local church, and trust being that theme is just so amazing. So we're gonna have a little fun. Just Kingdom was a little funk, we'll continue the funk, we'll have some good times, a little beat. And we'll have you actually repeat after me this first part. So, y'all ready? Let's go. Hey. Repeat that part, okay, guys?
Some trust in earthly things.
Some strive for diamond rings.
Some strive for a diamond ring.
But I trust in God, my King.
But I trust in God, my King. Maker.
Probably chorus of a hymn, Trust and Obey. I feel like we could just sing the chorus real quick. So.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
but to trust and obey.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. So we got our spontaneous worship. We want to invite Sophia to come lead. Can we give Sophia a hand? Oh, come to the altar is what we're going to be leading.
Hi, everyone. Oh, my goodness. I've never done this before, actually. Oh, you're good. what key? Well, friends, the reason why I chose this song is because I think it's such a beautiful way to be vulnerable with Jesus, to come to the altar and to just lay down all the things that have been happening this week, this month, this semester, whatever is going on. Like, I just want to invite you right now to come to the altar. Just lay it down, because it's not yours to carry. And I'll do the same with you. Bear with me as I do this for the first time.
Bow down before.
Thank you guys so much for worshiping with me. That was beautiful.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sophia.
Hi, everyone. Oh, let me take that. All right, guys. So, if you don't know me, my name is Yadi. And so Joe is actually going to be leading us out for this next song. This Joseph. We have like three Joes in the group. My bad. For spoken word. Apologies again. So let me start all over. My name is Yadi. This is Joseph. He's going to be doing spoken word for us. Yes, Joseph, Joe, and then we have Joe that was over there a while ago. But wow, that rhymed. I didn't mean that to. But he's going to join us with some spoken words. So feel free to stand, sit, whatever posture you have, whatever the Spirit calls you to do in this moment, and just enjoy the space of worship. So the mic is yours.
Oh, come to the altar. Oh, come to the altar. I'm going to share a piece that's near and dear to my heart. I am an airline kid. My mother retired from the airlines, and so there was a lot of traveling in my younger years. And with that, I'll kind of get into it. But I kind of paralleled that with my journey of understanding who God is. And so I'm going to share a piece with you all called Let's Unpack That. Whenever we traveled, the rule was simple. Everything just had to fit in a carry-on. My parents were always carrying on about how checking bags didn't make sense. It was an unnecessary expense to pay for your own belongings. But as a child, it was always so hard for me. So little space, so many things. I packed what I could and carried the rest. You should have seen me. I was a mess. Rushing to the gate, coat in one hand, suitcase in the other, and my teddy was riding shotgun between my teeth. I was exhausted. Carrying loose items was too burdensome, too much to handle, and I quickly realized that the comfortability of my trip was dependent on my packing ability. The ease dependent on the squeeze, if you will, the squish, the roll, the stuff, the push. And I started to get good at it. Somehow I got lost in the skill of packing, discovered I could pack more than jackets and toys. I got really good at tucking tear-stained pillowcases, at folding fears, neatly arranging insecurities, zipping up abandonment issues. I stuffed duffels full of rage and regrets. I turned suitcases into baggage, and it got really hard to remember the rule. My mama told me, only bring what you can fit in a carry-on. These days, I find it hard to carry on. But who gon' check me? Because history, because baggage like this comes from a history so heavy. I'm not from Green Bay, but I do come from a long line of packers. In a society bent on turning black men into pack men, postcards of post-traumatic stress are the wallpaper that line the hallways of our consciousness. And it's been one heck of a trip, because ain't nobody else rack up miles like this. No miles like the Middle Passage. No flight like the Underground Railroad. No layover like Jim Crow. No destination like gentrification. With each generation, we learn the skill on the fly. We've mastered this aircraft. A plane, yet not so simple. This packing is an art. Consolidating difficult realities into manageable packages. This packing is a curse. Always reducing complex existence into palatable baggage. Doctor, it's strange the way we become magicians before we learn how to spell. We learn how to tuck trauma, wrap rage, and stow our stories so deep that our dreams get buried with them. So when my therapist tells me, let's unpack that, I laugh. I laugh because it's kind of hard to backtrack what all is in this backpack. It's hard to see the pros when all that's before me is a con course, like I'm on the verge of terminal. So I promise, if I ever seem on edge, I promise I'm not packing, I'm just packed. I've got a lot riding on these airlines. And like those before me, I wonder if these nightmares can ever become a dream American. If the scattered pieces of me can ever fly united. If the wind beneath these wings can truly carry this spirit from arid Southwest, overseas jet blue, and maybe even take me to frontiers new. But here I find myself in this truly safe area, this TSA, and it's something about your security, something about this safety, where I turn over my bag and allow you to screen for the dangerous things. I take off my shoes like I'm about to witness something holy. Slowly, I look at you, and I can see as you screen my bag that you see everything, and you won't just let it fly. Is this your bag? A question you already know the answer to. My head bows as I look at you, but I'm confused as you begin to unpack for me. I'm surprised. As I look down, I can hardly stand. As I look down at all the contraband, I didn't know that it had gotten like this. I didn't know I'd become a flight risk. I didn't feel the transition from master packer to terrorist. My tears collapse, the twin showers, as I watch a god with ungloved hands screen between the valuable and the dangerous things, as I watch you toss out stones, those tossed at me and those I prepare to toss at others, as I watch you pour jealousy, corrosive jealousy that burns your flesh as you take out the bottle, as I watch sharp shards of shame cut your hand as you take them out piece by piece to show me that even buried beneath the dangerous things, there's still wishes, hopes, and dreams. And I start to think that with you, maybe with you, I can carry on. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Night Church Podcast. We hope you've been blessed by this sermon, and if you have, maybe you can share this with a friend. If you'd like to stay in touch, you can follow us on social media at Praxis Ministry, or come visit us in Loma Linda on a Friday evening. We'll see you in the next episode.